Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. We're going back to the book of Philippians, but first we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Strengthen your people on today. Remind us of who we are. Lord, you said you are a strong tower. Your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Lord, we are covered by your blood. We are blessed by your name. We are protected by your name. And we plead the blood of Jesus, and we claim the name of Jesus for salvation, Lord, because it is of us to be saved, to be sanctified, to be set apart from the world. Help us on today. Bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going back to the book of Philippians. We're going to reread verse 7 where we left off. And Paul is saying that he counts all what we discussed yesterday, counts it all loss for Christ. Everything that he had achieved. He was circumcised. He was from the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law. He was a Pharisee concerning zeal. He was very zealous. He was so zealous. He was persecuting the church. Concerning righteousness of the law, he was blameless. He was keeping all the law. So he's saying in verse 7, I count all that loss for Christ. Verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, rubbish, that I may win Christ. Now let's back up for a second. He says that I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We had read in John chapter 17 what eternal life is. And eternal life is to know God, to have a relationship with God. And we have read over in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, is that if you're going to glory in anything, if you're going to brag about anything, which is what Paul is talking about in Philippians, then brag on the fact that you know God and that you know and you understand him. You know and understand him. And in order to understand God, you have to spend time. You have to spend time in his word. Now, first of all, we will never exhaust trying to figure out or trying to understand God, because it's impossible to know everything about God, because his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And just when we think we have it all figured out, we have a new dimension that opens up to us, and we have to start all over again in that dimension. Doesn't mean that you lose your knowledge on that level you are, but you continue to grow in the knowledge. And we have the grace right now in the dispensation of grace to know him, to understand him, to spend time with him. So as we grow and develop, we are maturing in Christ. We're developing in Christ. What I believed 10 years ago and how I understood God 10 years ago is different than how I understand him now. I know him more now. And you know how I know him more now? Through suffering. Through suffering. Jesus himself suffered in Hebrews, I believe in chapter 4, that it says, learned he obedience through the things in which he suffered. Jesus himself submitted to growing up in this world and learned obedience through the things in which he suffered. He submitted himself unto death. He submitted himself to the training of his parents and growing up. Nothing was sped up for him. He didn't go from age, a 10-month-old, and then immediately he was an adult. He went from a birth and he turned 1 and 2 and 3 and 20 and 22 and 25 and 30. He went through each step. We can't skip steps. One thing about God that I know, he doesn't grade on the curve. He doesn't like, well, all of you guys are getting like a C, so you guys all pass. Nope, it's pass or fail. So whatever you are trying to learn about God or whatever, frankly, more importantly, that he is trying to teach you, you will get it even if you have to take the test 150 times. Because that's how much he loves us. He's not going to just pass you over and say, we're going to just go ahead and scoot you on to the next level of understanding me. Well, if you don't understand the basics, then I can't build on a foundation that is already weak. It's like in math. You have to learn algebra because algebra is a baseline foundation that you've got to understand before you can go over to geometry and algebra 2 and trigonometry and calculus and so on. You have to learn the basics. So in God, we have to learn the basics. So he that come to God must believe that he is. That's a basic understanding. I believe that God is. I believe that he exists. Okay, that's step one. Now I'm starting to grow in my faith by understanding him, by reading his word, going to church, understanding the principles, going to Sunday school, going to Bible study, eating and drinking of the word in order to understand, because that's how we have our spirit exercised thereby, by the word. But we are going to suffer. It is a given. We can't escape it, no matter how hard we try. We can't escape it. And that's how we are even getting close to God, because we are doing it through suffering. Because in suffering, you get perspective. Just going about like spoiled children, getting everything we want, doesn't teach us anything. And we see that with our own kids. You give them everything that they want. They don't understand what it is to be on a budget. They don't understand what it is that you can't have certain things. You have to work for it. They don't understand if you don't put them on punishment because they didn't do what they needed to do. They don't understand if they backtalk or go against you, that there's repercussions from that. If they don't get that, then they go through life believing that they are entitled, which is what our generation is suffering from right now. We swung the pendulum over so far that our parents, you know, kind of, we felt like were too strict on us. Now we swung it way over and the kids are just doing whatever they want. They have their own mind. We're letting them talk. Let them figure it out. Let's, like, it's a big think tank. That's not the place. We're parents and we need to educate our children. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he shall not depart from it. But you got to put the training in. You got to put the training in. So looking at Paul talking about suffering is where I'm going with this, is that let's look back at verse 8 of Philippians 3. He said, "Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord." That's what it's about. It's about knowing God. It's not about me. You know, I was talking and we had a Bible study this Saturday and I was talking to the people that were there and we were talking about faith. And you know, the bottom line is that it's not about me and what I want. It's not about me and my marriage. It's not about me and my, you know, being a mother. All of those things are great. And all of those things, God has given me responsibility and privilege to have those things. But ultimately, I need a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what I need. In order for all these other things to work, I need an understanding of who God is, who I am in him, so I can be a good wife, I can be a good mother, I can be a good servant of the Lord. But I have to know him. Know him. Let's continue with verse 8. "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, but rubbish, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness." And we're going to stop right there because we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about my own righteousness. We need to be found in Jesus Christ and not in our own righteousness. Amen. God bless you. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.